listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is February 20th, 2024. So if you've been listening to shows, you probably realize that you've been listening to replays in the past couple of years. But today I'm live, back live on the air. And I have an old friend who's back here. She used to be a co-host with me back, we figured, what, 13 years ago?
Yeah, 13 years ago.
Yeah, 13 years ago. And this is Stephanie.
Hello.
And it was a very fun reunion, actually, right?
I know.
I mean, we have so much to talk about that we told about our lives halfway through before the show. So now we don't have much to say.
We can recap for the audience, because we've literally lived two lifetimes in between.
We have, you know. I mean, think about it. Like 13 years is a long time, right?
It's a long time. I have two kids.
Yeah. Wow.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. And they're how old now?
My boys are 7 and 9.
Uh-huh.
And
what are they like? Do you love them to death?
I love them to death. They're crazy.
Really?
They're crazy. It's like WWE, just like me. No, it's like WWE at my house every day.
Really?
They're nuts.
Wow.
That's how boys are. I grew up with three brothers, so I know.
Yeah. So you're familiar with that, huh?
Yeah. I know how they are. It's it's a lot of fun, though. I like being a boy mom.
Yeah.
It's super fun.
Yeah, I would imagine. I've got both, so a boy and a girl who are now a man and a woman.
But older, yes.
Yeah. My daughter's 33. My son is 30.
Wow.
So, yeah, they were actually teenagers when we were on, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
It's just so...
Yeah.
Time has flown by.
How old were you back then? Like 13 years ago.
I'm going to date myself. I was 31.
To,
oh, I don't care.
You were 31.
I was 31. I'm now 43.
And I was 50. I'm 63 now.
Well, you look great.
Thank you.
It's the LA weather, right?
Yeah.
And Botox.
But 63 is old. Doesn't matter how you look at it, you know?
But you look great, my
friend.
Thank
you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I feel like people in LA, and it's literally, I mean, I know Botox, all of that stuff. And listen, I do it too. But I just feel like people look younger out here than they do back where I'm from.
That's true. And better shape too, right?
In better shape.
I just had a friend visit from Texas and he says, you know what? Everybody in LA is in shape, you know?
I don't know about everybody,
but
a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a stereotype at any rate.
That's so funny. Yeah, so, no, it's true. I don't know. I go back and listen, my friends look great. Like, they're still gorgeous. It's just I don't know. It just seems like when I go back, everybody's a bit older. And I just don't know if you just come to LA and you just never grow up. I don't know.
Yeah,
you don't
right?
get married. You don't grow up. You get Botox. And maybe that's why people look. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, I've been out here for so long.
Yeah,
I've been out here.
I'm from Israel.
Right. And you've
I
been out here.
I came here at 16.
Okay.
I lived in Vegas for about 4 years. And then I've been here for about 44 years.
Okay,
so
quite some time.
Yeah, yeah, I've been here a long time.
I've been here for over 20 now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so.
Oh, wow. And you're originally from?
Chicago.
Chicago, like Schaumburg, right?
Yes, I can't believe you remember. You have such a good memory.
Yeah, because every time, sometimes it comes up in the news or something, and I'm like, I remember Stephanie from there. It sounds familiar, you know?
Well, I love that you know that, because people ask, like, where are you from? And I say Chicago, and then people that are from Chicago, they're like, oh, where are you from? You know, and I'll be like, Schaumburg. And a lot of people will be like, well, that's not Chicago. I'm like, I know, but nobody knows Schaumburg. Like, it's just like 45 minutes west of the city.
Right.
So I just say Chicago. It's just a lot easier.
If someone's not from Chicago, you have to say Chicago.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
Just like I say I'm from LA, but I live in Tarzana, you know. So.
That's so true.
But this is part of LA, actually. So
no, it is. But, it's just the valley.
Yeah.
Which I like. Even though it's hotter here, it's just...
It does get hot in the summer.
It's just so much nicer as far as more spread out. Like, I don't know. I think it's better for families. That's my opinion.
It is better for families. That's true.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I like about the valley is everywhere you go, there's parking, you know? You go in the city, there's nowhere to park.
There's nowhere to park.
Right?
It's so congested.
It really is. You know, if you find a parking lot, like if you go downtown, it's like $30 to park,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere else, it's about just as bad. You go to the beach, $30, you know?
So you're like, I'm not going down there.
Yeah, and here you go to Whole Foods, you go to whatever, there's always parking, you know. So it's more like
the moral of the story is not to go anywhere but the valley.
Exactly. Live here, you know.
Live and play here, exactly. Yeah. No, but it's so fun to see you after so long.
I know,
it's,
right?
And you really do look the same, which is great.
Thank you.
So it's like you haven't even aged.
You look just as young too, you know?
You're so sweet. Like,
no, really. It's just you change your blonde now, right?
Yes. Well, I'm really blonde.
Right.
So when I was doing the show, and for a very long time, I was brunette.
Right.
And then went back to blonde just last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I love it.
What made you go back? Just the change or?
Yeah. The change. Like so my whole life I was blonde, and then I changed my hair when I was 24, 25.
Mm-hmm.
And I started working a lot as an actress.
Right.
And then I just kept it.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like different shades of brunette, right? Like it was lighter, darker, all that.
Right.
And then I was like, you know what? I haven't been blonde in a while. Like, And I think like the older you get, at least, I mean, depends, like lighter colors around, like this is such a girl thing, but like lighter colors around your face just make you look a bit younger.
Right.
So, you know, we always want to look young.
Yeah, that's true. Don't we all, right?
I mean, I get Botox and I have no shame in that, my friend. I love it.
Really?
Like, oh.
How often do you have to do it?
Well, it depends. So how it works is like I'm guessing, have never gotten Botox.
No, yeah. I've never. I don't even know how it works, so I don't know.
So, well, you can get it in different wherever you want to freeze your face, essentially. I always know when I'm due because I'm like, oh, it's moving. And then I'm like, okay, I need some. So I just get it here in my forehead and then like right here around my eyes. But it depends on your body. So here, I'm giving you a little quick background on it. But it depends on how your body metabolizes and the product.
Uh-huh.
And so if you have a higher metabolism, it's going to speed up faster. So you might have to do it a month, 2 months. Usually, though, 3 months is like the standard.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have to go back every 3 months and do it, right?
Yeah.
And they inject it in your face?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, sounds amazing.
It's super fun. It actually doesn't hurt. It doesn't. I mean, my girl is so good. Yeah. So, like, she's amazing at what she does. But, it's just, I mean, I'm obsessed.
It must get expensive, though, huh? After a while.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
It's not cheap.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would rather, I mean, listen, I put all my.
The cost of staying beautiful, you know? And young.
So worth it.
Yeah.
It's so worth it.
Yeah.
I'll be like 95 and I'll be getting Botox in my eyelashes and my nails. I have to. I'll be like dead in my grave. And I'll be like, can you just make sure my eyelashes are done? We're good. I know. I'm so obsessed. The things that I spend the money on. But, you know, I like to look nice.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to report to anybody, you know? I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's what
exactly.
you do. Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. There
you just
you
need
go.
To find a good man that is supportive of that and doesn't say, you can't do that. I mean,
exactly.
I wouldn't listen to him anyway. So, is your wife like
that? True. No, not at all. I mean, she's like open about, she lets me do whatever I want, you know? I mean, it's like.
But does she do that
stuff? Oh, does she do Botox?
Yeah.
No, she keeps herself beautiful, but no Botox.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I don't know that I'd want her to, you know? I wouldn't tell her, don't do it.
Uh-huh.
But I would say I prefer you don't do it, you
okay.
know?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why. I mean, I just like,
listen, if she's happy without it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy the way she looks.
Then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
And you guys have been married for how long again?
Well, off and on. Yeah. Well, we were.
I love this story. Tell it. Go ahead.
I was telling you earlier, but we were married 8 years, and then we got divorced in quotation marks because it was never really a divorce on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept in touch.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to dinner sometimes. We'd talk on the phone. Things like that. You know, we stayed like friends and stuff. And then 8 years later, we decided that. So that's like six, how many years? Yeah. So that, I mean, it ended up like about 16, 17 years
mm-hmm.
since we met. And then we finalized the divorce finally, you know, because I said, well, you know, we got to move on and stuff like that, you know. So 3 years ago, we finally did that, right? And then a few months later, I proposed to her again.
Were you like, you took one step into the dating pool out here in LA and you were like, we're good, I'm going back?
No, because I've been dating before that, you know, I know what's going on and stuff. But no, that was not, it's just like, I realized, you know, I mean, we look for people to be with us, and sometimes they're just right under our nose, you know.
Yeah.
And I realized I still loved her a lot.
Yeah.
And we know each other very well and stuff. So, you know, and we're getting older. So, you know, I mean, the dating is not as much fun as when you were in your teens,
it's,
you know.
It's not as much fun even like in your 30s and 40s.
Right.
But I have somebody now. But like you said.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, right under your nose.
Eventually, everybody wants to find someone, you know. It sucks being alone, you know. I mean, sometimes, you know, I enjoyed it for a while, but eventually it catches up with you. And you're like, I want to share my life with someone, you know.
It's so true because I am such a independent woman. Uh-huh. Like, I like my space. I like my time with my kids. I like, you know, my boys. Like, I like my friends. Like, I like all of that. But, you know, the older I've gotten, I'm just like, I want somebody, but somebody that I don't get annoyed at.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like, it's hard to find.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's true. And, you know, we give each other space and stuff, you know, so we do our own things.
Yeah, that's good.
And we also do things together, you know, so I'm really happy, you know,
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Good. You deserve that.
Thank you.
It's so, I mean, everybody does.
Yeah, everybody deserves it.
It's important. Yeah. But like I was telling you, and you said, like the person's right under your nose. Like I was saying before we came on air that the guy that I'm with now is somebody that I went to high school with back in Chicago.
Wow.
And, I mean, he lives on the opposite side of the country.
So, I mean, how do you reconnect after high school?
Yeah, so many years. We were staying in touch on social media and just kind of, like, saw each other's lives, and he was married.
Oh, I see.
And
okay, so you were in touch.
We were in touch, but, like, we didn't talk a lot. We would talk occasionally over the years, just like, hey, how are you? Good to see you. Glad you're well, kind of thing, you know?
Right.
And then, like I told you, he sent me a cover of my favorite song, In Your Eyes, on Instagram. I know, a love story for the ages. And he sent me this, and I was like, I was so shocked. And I wrote him back, and I said, I can't believe you remembered. And he writes back, of course I remember.
Right.
And that was everything I think I've wanted to hear. Like, it was just so amazing that somebody that really cared for me back in the day, and he really did, even though we never dated.
Right.
And we were just good friends. He remembered it all these years. And so something shifted for me. And I was just like, okay, like, who is this man? Like and he had a major glow up. Like, he looks amazing, right? And it's so funny. So I couldn't stop thinking about him. And I would say to my friends, I was like, oh my God, like, I can't stop thinking about Rick. Like, you know, and they're like, you just are, you know, you have all these guys around you that are crappy guys. So like, of course this guy is going to seem amazing. And I was like, yeah, but like something, there's something, right?
Right.
Couldn't stop thinking about him, whatever. Finally reached out to him last year after that, like, let some time go.
Right.
And I was like, hey, are you going home for the holiday to Chicago? Like, because I really wanted to see, like, okay, is this something more, right, on both ends?
Right.
And so anyway, so he writes back and he was like, no, I'm not. I'm going home earlier. I'm helping my sister. You know, I have to help her move. Anyway. Then January comes, and it's only been such a short time, and I just reached out to him, and I was like, hey, like, let's catch up, right? He was so cute. So he sends me.
And he lives in another city.
Yeah, he lives in another state.
Another
he lives
state.
In Florida.
Well, like, okay.
A complete opposite side of the country. Fun for me.
Right.
It's
frustrating. I mean,
it's so frustrating.
A long distance relationship because, you know, I've been in in one, I think. Mm. And it sucks because you want to be together and you can't.
I know.
So all you can do is talk, you know. But
FaceTime now.
That's true. Now there's FaceTime.
Yeah.
You can do things.
You can do things. Yes.
That's true. There wasn't a FaceTime back then.
Correct. Yeah. So now it's a little bit easier.
Right.
I mean, it's not easy. Trust me. I'd rather have my person there.
Right.
But I think it's just like you wake up and you choose them every day and you choose to work on it. And I think if back in my 20s, I would never be able to do this.
Right.
I think now that we've gotten older and like you just are at the point where it's like you find somebody that you really care about.
Right.
That you click with, that you're like, I could spend my life with you, then yes.
Right.
You know.
How long have you been together now?
I mean, only a couple months.
A couple months. Okay. Yeah. So you haven't even seen each other in person, or did you?
No.
Guys?
Isn't
really?
That crazy?
Oh, wow.
And I'm like talking like all of this.
And you probably want to go there badly.
Well, we're seeing each other next month.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
That's something to look forward to.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I'm like, fingers crossed, that's not a total disaster.
Glad, you know?
I'm just kidding. It's going to be amazing. No, I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but both of us are in it, and we're both, you know, crazy attracted to each other, and we like each other, and we have things in common, and we have similar values, and... You know,
it's good because you get a chance to build a relationship before it gets physical and everything, you know, so it could actually make it stronger.
Yes.
You know, because you're building a foundation.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, we had it's funny because we had a foundation in high school because we were good friends.
Right.
Even though, like I said, he had liked me, but we did have this great foundation, but we also knew each other as kids,
right? Exactly.
Like, so now we're totally different.
We're different as adults.
Now we're
know?
Like learning each other as adults. And it was, it was just, it's so magical and like romantic and crazy.
It is.
Like, I don't know. I have this, I don't know. Like, I don't know if you remember, but I'm just such a... I'm going to say this, like a guy in a lot of ways when it comes to like dating or sex, right? Like I just don't really get close to people. I don't really care. Like
is that how you view guys?
I know. It's so bad. I'm so bad. I'm so bad that I say that. We're going to get calls in and people are going to be like, F you.
Yeah, fuck that.
No, I don't. I will generalize that majority of men can have sex without emotion.
Yeah.
There we go.
True.
Okay. So we'll say it that way.
Okay. All right.
That is how I am.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I'm not like a typical girl in that way.
Is that because you had three brothers, you think? Or maybe just your experiences in life?
Huh? I think it's probably a combination of both, you know?
Yeah.
I don't really like being vulnerable, but with like Rick, I'm... Yes, 1,000%.
He'll give you everything.
Yes, 100%. But I don't know. I think it's a combination. I mean, listen, it's not like I haven't had my share of people that I've dated that have been messed up, that have, you know, messed me up.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've gone to therapy. I believe in therapy.
Don't be old.
I am all about therapy. I think it's super important.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I it's easier for me to just be with somebody and then just walk away.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
It sounds.
Well, yeah. But I guess, you know, when you find someone you really like, it's different, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
You're just talking about casual things and stuff like that. You don't really get.
Well, even if there's people that I've dated that I haven't given myself to.
Yeah.
So I think it's like you just find that person.
That's true.
You know?
You got to have like a true connection.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what you want to
call
it.
Or else you're just like kind of passing the time with somebody.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, look at us all grown up.
I know.
You are married for the second time. I have found my person.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
It is so exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
Know? So now, have you guys thought about what happens if you stay long term? I mean, is one of you going
to
move?
We're going to have to figure that out.
Yeah, one of you is going to have to move.
I mean, we can't do this for years.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's just not feasible. So, I mean, I think it's just, listen, one day at a time right now.
Right.
And we'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. But, like, I just don't think that these things happen by, like, just coincidence. Like, it was just so kind of perfect how it came together.
Right.
That I can't walk away from that. And I just have such strong feelings. Like, I don't want to, you know.
Yeah. I mean, dating, if you finally find someone with feelings like that, you
exactly.
know, you might as well keep them.
You got to hang on to it because, you know, the dating world. I mean, listen, I've met some good people out here. Don't get me wrong. I have. But, you know, it's not what I was ultimately wanting.
Right.
You know, like you went out into the world.
Right.
You had your person. You went out into the world. You were like, nah, no. And you went back. And,
right.
you know, you just know. And that's like,
no,
I just can't deny that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I mean, if I can tell you feel strongly about it. So
I do.
Because so
last
serious.
Time I was here, I was dating women.
Yes.
Yep.
You were.
I was dating. I was in a relationship.
Yeah.
And the person that I was dating, her and I had kids.
Weren't you
had
dating
boys.
Both men and women at the time or just women?
When I was doing
this.
Show,
yeah.
I was just in that relationship. Oh, okay. Actually, hold on.
Yeah, I think you were in just one relationship. I remember that.
I think, yeah. I
with
think
a woman.
Yeah. Who I ended up having the boys with.
Oh.
So.
Okay, so that was serious.
Yeah.
It lasted a while.
Yeah.
Oh,
it lasted a while.
Cool.
It was just not the healthiest of relationships.
No. How many years do you remember?
Like 7.
7 years. Wow. That
was
serious.
Yeah, like a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just.
Yeah, it's enough time to build negative things as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not here to slander, but it was a really rough relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but my boys are amazing, and I get to see them and be with
exactly.
them, and that's what matters, you know?
Cool.
So, I'm happy in that way.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, this was supposed to happen, and here I am, and, you know, and now with the person I want to be with. So, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
It really is.
Yeah.
And so, what have you done over the years?
Oh.
I mean, have you been, because I know you're in entertainment and things like that, right?
Yeah. So,
what are some of the things you've done?
Oh, God. When I met you, I think I was still acting.
Yeah.
So I was an actress for a long time. I was on 2 1/2 Men, Monk, 90210.
Oh, really?
A bunch of pilots for ABC, NBC, CBS, commercials. Like, I did a lot.
Wow.
Made my living, loved it, until I didn't love it anymore.
Why?
And,
why? What happened?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, you know, for everybody who's an actor, it's different. It, you know, kind of wears on you.
Right.
As you are the product, and so any kind of rejection you take personally, right?
It's true. It's hard not to.
It's hard not to.
Yeah.
But that is where I began my therapy.
Yeah.
Back in my early 20s, because I was like, I need to do something about this so I don't take these things personally.
Right.
But I didn't, to be honest, I felt the most creative in the audition room.
Right.
Because you walk onto the set, and that's fine. Like, I can collaborate and, you know, work with directors and producers. Like, that's not a problem.
Right.
But as far as, like, really finding the character, your voice, like, anything that you really want to try, that doesn't really happen.
Right.
You know, unless you become of, like, a Meryl Streep or, like, a Tom Cruise or somebody of that stature.
Right.
Which is fine. I didn't, again, like, that high that I was searching for, I would get in the audition room, and then that was it. And then I walk on the set, and it was great.
Right.
But it wasn't the same feeling.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, like, I want to try something new. So
right.
I jumped behind the camera. I got into casting, producing, had development deals with different production companies with my producing partner. So we got paid to develop shows. And then her and I last year sold a show.
Wow.
Yeah, I will let you know when that airs, but it's coming out.
What kind of a show?
A docuseries.
Oh, okay.
A docuseries about a cult. Everybody loves cult. Yeah.
What cult can you say?
I can't say now, but I can say when we have like an air date and all that, but I can't say right now. I mean, everybody loves cults, right?
Yeah.
You watch cult shows. I know. It's crazy because there's like, you're like watching it and you're like, God, these people are so messed up. Any cult show, right? Any cult, you just are like, what? But you can't stop watching it.
Right.
You know, and you wonder, that's like, true. How do people...
How did they fall for that? Right. Yeah.
But it's this, the way that these leaders do it is like, it's not right away, right? It's this like slow burn. Like they get you in and you trust them and they get you dependent on them and then they take everything away and then you're stuck with nothing. So like the outside world is terrifying.
Right.
You know?
That's true. Wow.
So fascinating. Yeah. Though. I love that stuff.
Also, I think that's how people like when they abuse like kids and stuff like that. You know, it's never someone... Well, it's rarely a stranger, you know. I mean, it's someone that grooms them, you know.
Totally.
And so gets them to trust them and things like that, you know. So that's the scary part of it, you know, because you fall into it and you don't even feel that you are.
I know.
Right?
It's so terrifying.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I mean, there's so many. Have you watched any, like, lately?
No, not lately, no.
Oh, there's one on, I think it's on Max, Love Has Won, and it's about... Mother God is what she was called. She has now since passed, but or left her body, whatever they want to say. It was nutty. Like,
really?
So good. Like, you've seen NXIVM, like that one, right? Okay.
Yeah.
There's so many good ones out there, but I would say one that's really good that I have liked recently is Love Has Won. You should check it out.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, you know, anybody that claims to be the Messiah, the next chosen one.
Yeah. Something's wrong.
I mean, you got to question it a bit, right?
Yeah.
But it's also just, I don't know. I mean, again, I know people are searching for something. And so there's more of a psychology to it.
Right.
But it's just sad that these people that are in this power position, that put themselves in these power positions because of low self-esteem or what have you, or messed up childhood, and they're trying to seek validation and love, you know, and so but they need people to constantly give that to them, so they have these followers, right? And yet these followers so willingly give it, and it is out of such a pure heart that they trust these people, and then they're just led astray. It's really sad sad. And but you're like, you know, you always think, you're like, I could never fall for that. Like, I'm smarter than that.
Yeah.
But there are smart people that do. It's just, it really kind of depends what you're going through, what you're seeking. It's like, you can't really judge the followers. Mm-hmm. You know, you can blame and hate, you know, the leaders.
Right.
But the followers, you're just like, man.
I can't believe it. Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable, you know, because, I mean, you're thinking, those are adults, you know, I mean, they can think for themselves, but I think emotionally they're probably fucked up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So they need something like that. Like you said, someone to give it to them all the time, you know.
Yeah, and just...
this attention, this love, whatever they call it.
I watched a good one. There's tons that are on Jim Jones, but there was one recently, I think it was also on Max, that, or Amazon maybe, they had his other son speak to, his son, Jim Jones Jr.
Okay.
So Stephen Jones has spoken a couple of them, and then Jim Jones Jr. had spoken this one. And first of all, the fact that both of those kids were there in...
Really? In the in the cult, in the camp?
In
or
the
whatever
camp. Why can't I think of where it was right now? But you know what I'm talking about.
Diana.
Yes. They were there, but they were told to go into town to do something. And so, this is how they lived. Like, so when everybody drank the Kool-Aid, they were in town.
Oh.
It's just so...
Yeah. God, it's so long ago, though, huh?
Right? 70s.
In the 70s.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was also interesting to see the women behind Jim that helped carry it out. Like, it was just fascinating. I mean, I could talk about this stuff all day. Like, can you tell I'm just, like, obsessed?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, and then the Manson gang, too, you know, I mean, the same thing, you know?
Didn't she get out?
One of them, one of them got out.
Leslie?
Yeah. But that's after, like, 30 years or something, you know?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
30, 40 years.
But do you feel, okay, here's a question. Yeah. Do you feel that she should have been imprisoned for what she did? Or do you think that she was just, young and she was easily influenced by him.
Yeah. And I don't know how old was she.
She was, they were in their teens.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Like late teens, I think. I want to say like 19. I could be wrong, but somewhere around there.
Yeah.
But like.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, psychologically, they were probably immature, you know, and they fell for it. You know, maybe they didn't have a lot of resistance to what they were asking them to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you still have to take responsibility, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. It's just, I agree.
Right.
It's just, you know, people feel differently about it.
No, that's true. You know, I mean, I would empathize with someone like that. You know, I mean, they're a victim. They're really a victim, you know.
It's interesting. I don't know if I could empathize.
Really?
That's,
yeah.
I think it's great. Okay. No, yeah. I think it's great that you can. I don't know. Yeah. I have this, like, if you can do that, you should be punished. But I also do feel that, like, she was easily influenced and, again, a bit brainwashed. So, I don't know. It's hard.
It is.
Glad that
it
we don't have to decide this, Sam.
I know.
We should not hold that job.
Yeah.
We'll stick to this.
I don't know how people can, you know? Like,
I don't either.
You know, work in law and
judges
and prisons and shit like that, you know? It's like, it's hard to understand.
But I'm thankful that people do it. It's just,
yeah,
I don't know.
Someone has to do it for us.
We'll just sit here behind the microphone and talk about it and tell people what we think, but they can carry it out.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no. So that's what I've been doing, just, you know, enjoying my time with my boys and...
Very cool.
You know, new relationship and obviously
so
here we are.
You were talking about rejection and stuff, and I wanted to, to bring it up because... You know, I don't think it's personal, and people should not take it personally, because in casting, you're looking for someone specific. I mean, you are on the other side of the desk.
Yes.
In casting, you're looking for something specific.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not there, you can't take them. You know, I mean, if the person doesn't match what you need, you have to reject them.
Correct.
You know? Maybe you have to do it nicely, but I mean, I don't know. How can you be nice in rejecting someone, you know? I mean, you can just either not get back to them or tell them, you know, you're not right for the part.
Right.
But why take it personally? Because, you know, like, it's just like, it would be like if you're looking for a woman and I show up, right? I can't get that part because I'm not a woman. The same thing with something else, you know? If you're looking for someone who's a certain way and the candidate is not, you got to reject them.
I mean,
you know? And I don't think... If you take it personally, you're not going to last, you know?
No, it's just harder to... It's easier said than done because you are the product as an actor,
right?
So, like, it's not like you're going door-to-door selling a magazine, right?
Right.
You're not that product, so you can walk away. You can feel some rejection, but ultimately, they're not rejecting you as Stephanie, right? And I think a lot of actors, you know, they feel, I can play all of these different characters, so why can't I play an old woman when I'm 25? I mean, obviously, that's a little bit extreme, but, you know, sometimes we think we can do more than we really can. And I mean that in the best way, not in a mean way. It's just, but also you've got directors and producers that have a vision for the role. And that's just ultimately how it's going
to
be.
Exactly. You know, and they can only pick one. So a lot of people are going to have to be rejected, you know?
Yeah. But there's times that you can change their mind if there's, you know, a really strong actor that makes some strong choices that goes in and they might see that role differently or they might fight for you. Like I have a story when I was an actor, now it's a bit different. I'll explain, but, I was going in for 2.5 Men.
Okay.
For a guest star role.
Okay.
And I had guest star credits on my resume, but they were all for like dramas. Okay.
Right.
So, as an actor, you do want to have, if you're going in for like sitcoms, you do want to have sitcom credits and recent current credits, right?
Right.
The producers and director, you know, and casting people look at that. Like that does matter. Okay.
Right.
So I got called from a manager had never been into this casting director before, Valco Miller, Nikki Valco, and Ken Miller. And there were two roles. It was Amy and Beth. Amy was like the leader and Beth was her shadow. So Beth said everything Amy did like immediately after. Right. So it was like, it was just like, she looked like a schizophrenic in a way. Like I played it as a schizophrenic. Like I just went back and forth, but it was, so Beth seemed very dumb. Okay. Uh-huh. And we were in half the episode and it was with Charlie and John. So my manager said, okay, I don't know what role you're going to read, but just prepare both. And so what I chose to do as an actor is I prepared both of them, but I did it in one read. So I played both characters and I switched back and forth within seconds.
Oh, wow.
So I was like totally two different characters. I look like a schizophrenic, but I timed it out comedically and it worked.
Yeah.
So I go in to the audition and Nikki Valco says, okay, you can read whichever one. And I said, okay, great. Do you mind if I do both? And she looks at me weird. And she was like, yeah, but we're only doing it once. And I said, yeah, I know. So I did it. And the first time I switched from the role from Amy to Beth, they like busted out laughing and they laughed the entire time. Like for the rest of the, like, I know I nailed it as an actor. Right. I walked out of there. I was like, I don't give a shit if I get this. I felt so good about it. Within 5 minutes, I get a call from my manager and they were like, they want you for callbacks. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And mind you, I did not have a guest star sitcom credit on my resume, which was working against me because at the time, Two and a Half Men was the number one show on air.
Okay.
So that actually mattered heavily.
Right.
Okay. Chuck Lorre was like a stickler for that.
Yeah.
So I go back in. This time I'm reading for producers and they loved me. But I got the call that I didn't get it.
Yeah.
So that was on a Friday.
Yeah.
I get called on a Monday night from my manager that they did the table read. The girl that they hired, and they only hired her because she had a guest star credit on a sitcom on her resume. They did the table read and nobody liked her. But that's the only reason why she was cast. And they called my manager and they said, we want Stephanie to come in on Tuesday. She's going to read with the girl that they cast for Beth. So she's going to be Amy and she's going to read for Chuck Lorre.
Oh, wow.
And so I walked
That's
in.
Cool.
I went in.
Uh-huh.
Killed it.
Yeah.
Got along with Beth. Her and I worked well. Chuck Lorre comes up to me and he was like, you're so talented. Like, you got the role. Go to set.
Really?
And so I like to tell this to a lot of actors that, like, yes, there are times, and since I've worked on the other side, that, like, those things do matter. Ultimately, there are ways to change people in power, their mind, right? And if you take risks and it works for the role and it's on brand, it will work out.
Right.
It just, and maybe who knows? I mean, it could have gone the other way and I wouldn't have gotten it, but they could have remembered me, but I did get it. And like, to me, that's such a great Hollywood story.
Right.
I really encourage actors and really just anybody that is creative to just, I mean, not listen to the critics, but just like do your job and do it well. And there, sometimes it will pay off like that.
Right.
Not all the time, but sometimes.
And take chances, I guess, right?
Take chances.
Yeah.
And it paid off for me. And then from there, I was able to do a lot more sitcoms and, you know, all of that. And I think, as an actor, I would have had quite a successful career if I kept going with it. I just got to the point where I was just like, I'd rather like create shows.
Yeah.
Like that for me is more exciting.
Cool. Have you created anything before this documentary?
Well, we had development deals with other companies that we optioned to other, prodcos and networks and stuff. And then, you know, a lot of them fell flat, just didn't make it, but they made it far. And then it was like, you know, you get so far with selling shows. And then finally we did. And so this is our first like official selling of like to a big network. Yeah. So, which is exciting.
Very nice.
So I'll let you all know about it when I can. I just can't say much.
So did the network accept it? I mean, did they pick it up?
Yeah. Oh, they bought it.
Oh, yeah.
Bought it. It's in the slate. But the problem too was, so how it works is like also because the the strike happened.
Right.
So it pushed everything back that was already in the slate. So now we're just waiting.
I see.
So, it'll probably within a year.
Really?
Yeah. So,
oh, wow. I'm looking forward to
I mean,
to that.
I'm
That'd
looking
nice.
Forward to it because that's when the big money comes.
Yeah, right. It's finally paid off.
Yes, finally.
I know.
But I don't know. I just feel more creative in that space.
Yeah.
More so than acting, but.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Good for you. I mean, that's what you find that you like, you know?
Yeah, so totally.
You pursue that, you know?
Yeah.
And whenever you do something you like, you're good at it.
Yeah.
You know?
I like hosting, which is hence, like, this is great.
Right.
Like, if I was to do anything in front of the camera again, it would probably be some kind of hosting.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's her name? Kelly Ripa has a damn good cushy job.
Yeah, she does.
I mean, she gets up at like 3 a.m, but.
Yeah.
But she works for like, what, an hour, a couple hours, and then she's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's on the air. I'm sure they prepare a lot before.
No, I know. But it's not long. It's not long that she's actually shooting on the air. You know, like that's, it's not like set days when I would be on the set as an actor, when you'd be on for, you know, 14, 16, 18 hours, depending.
Wow.
I mean, that's the thing with acting
and
too.
You just sit around for a lot
majority
of
time. Majority is sitting around.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. It's like you're not. You're working for a very short amount of time, and the rest of the time you're, like, sitting in the trailer, like, reading your lines and stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's, again, it's fun, and there's magic with it. It's just, it's more sitting around more than anything.
Right.
And the days are long, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I know. I wouldn't feel as productive if I had to sit around all
But that's
day,
what
you
know? I mean.
Yeah.
Like, creatively, I'm in an office. I'm creating shows. I'm thinking. I'm doing, like, that to me is, or co-hosting or like that to me is a bit more creative and it's just faster pace, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas
there's so many actors in this town.
There's so many actors. I think there's more writers though.
Yeah.
I think
even more writers.
I think there's even more writers to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. 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 Which is crazy. I'm not a writer at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gee. But yeah, it's
competition is tough.
That's where you come to LA.
Yeah.
To be. And I mean, listen, nowadays, I think you could probably live anywhere because they do a lot of auditions remote. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to necessarily be in the room like you did back in the day when I started out. So you could live in like Florida.
Right.
And then you could come and shoot for a period of time when you're shooting a show.
Right.
Because just like in LA, if the show is shooting in New Mexico, you're going to New Mexico.
Right.
You know, I just saw a friend. My friend passed away recently, one of my dear friends. And so we had a celebration of life on Sunday. And so I saw some people I hadn't seen in a very long time that I knew with my ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, I'm going on the road. I'll be gone for 4 months in New Mexico shooting a film. And he's a grip, so he works behind the camera.
Right.
It's like, it's a rough life.
Yeah.
You know, you're away from your wife and kids and, you know, it's hard.
Yeah. No, it's not easy. I mean, some jobs are just like you have to sacrifice, you know, and it's not easy. It's not easy at all. I know.
Yeah. But I mean, you got to love it.
Yeah.
And it's good money. Don't get me wrong. It's like,
it's
you know,
money.
It's good money.
And fame and stuff, you know, people like that, you know, and
yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, who doesn't want to be? I mean, there's some people that don't, but it's rough.
Yeah. The people that come to this town, I'm sure they want to be famous, you know.
They're seeking something, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I was seeking a creative outlet for me. Like, I was a dancer growing up, and I wanted something where, like, my voice could be heard, right? Because as a dancer, you're just told up to shut up and dance, you know?
That's
and
true,
so,
yeah.
You know, I was seeking a more creative outlet, and that's why I came here.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did. Listen, I love living in L.A.
Right.
I mean, it can get a little at times, but...
Yeah, but it gets a lot of bad rap, you know? I mean, the thing is that I think, you know, because I've been thinking of moving and stuff. And then,
where?
Well, I don't know. That's the point. That's why I haven't moved yet. Because I couldn't figure out where to go. But,
you are hilarious.
Just because I've lived here a long time.
Yeah, you know?
And I'm looking for something else.
Yeah.
But when you start thinking about it, you realize, first of all, there's no weather like here anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to be outside, you know. So everywhere else you go in this country, it's either too hot and humid or too cold, you know. There's nothing like here.
True.
So that's one thing. Another thing is you have a lot to do here. You know, we have beach, we have mountains, we have desert, we have everything you want.
Yeah.
So, and beautiful places too, you know. So,
oh, yeah.
So California is beautiful and everything. And I'm not crazy about the politics and shit, but, you know, I mean, what yeah. can you do?
And
you
the traffic.
Yeah, the traffic. You can't have everything, you know.
The cost of living is rough here.
It is too, you know. I mean, that's another thing. It's, yeah. it's very costly to live here. But at the same time, but it's because everybody wants to live here, you know.
Totally.
So they bring up the prices and everything.
It's funny, though, because my brother, so I have three brothers, but one of my brothers was living in San Francisco for like the past 10 years. He moved out from Chicago with his ex-wife. They got divorced and then he stayed out there and then he met his new wife in San Fran and she's from San Francisco.
Okay.
So she's only ever lived in San Fran. Okay.
Right.
So last year, unfortunately, my brother lost his, he's a golf pro. He lost his job and then she quit her, she's an architect and she quit her job at the firm. She just was not happy. And they were like, you know, she's a bit older than me and he's 3 years younger than me. And so, but they want to adopt a kid. And so they were just like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
So they're actually moving back to Chicago in March 1st.
Right.
And they're both so excited. And so she's never lived anywhere. So she, when they got their apartment, she was like, I cannot believe how cheap it is. Because they're living in the city of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, I cannot believe how cheap it is. And Chicago is not cheap. It's not like
right.
Texas or like, you know, Oklahoma,
right.
but it's cheaper
compared to here, right?
Cheaper than here, and then San Francisco is worse than us,
right? Exactly.
So she was like shocked.
Yeah.
I honestly think she feels like she's like a millionaire, like moving to
yeah.
Chicago. Like, holy crap!
Yeah.
Like, this is insane how cheap everything is. And
I know that's why a lot of people are moving away. You know, because they want to be able to afford a house
yeah.
and everything else. You know, and
I know.
It is very expensive here. You know, I mean, some places are more expensive, like
correct.
You said, San Francisco, New York. They're more expensive, but still, it's
LA
hard
is
to
bad. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, and also just like the older you get, you're just like, I want to work less.
Right. And have more.
Yes. So you're like, where can I do that?
Yeah.
But I don't want to move to Oklahoma. God bless people in Oklahoma. I just couldn't,
yeah.
you know, I just need a faster pace.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or at least have like two houses where I can get some city life and then some country life, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, it's
so would you move to Florida, for example?
For my man? So funny. I don't really want to move to Florida.
Have you been there before?
Yeah. I grew up
yeah?
going to Disney World, so I would go to Florida all the time. My family is they're big Disney freaks.
Whoa.
You didn't know this?
I think I do. It sounds familiar.
I'll have to show you. My mom, she's amazing. She's so creative. She keeps her Christmas tree up all year round and she changes it out. To different holidays.
Okay.
And it's like stunning. These things are stunning. Like
wow.
people are loving them. I'm like, Mom,
yeah.
we have to do a business doing this. But anyway, so I grew up going to Disney World every year. I just, the humidity.
Yeah.
I also think Florida is ugly, to be honest. Sorry to say, guys. Sorry. Don't hate me. I just like mountains and
right.
I like different, you know,
right. Terrain?
Yes, thank you. But
I like mountains,
right?
Too, you know? Yeah.
Like instead of flat, like Chicago's so flat. Chicago,
yeah.
the city of Chicago is gorgeous. I actually love it.
Yeah.
The suburbs, I'm like, ugh, they all look the same.
Yeah.
You know. So could I move there? I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But my boys are here, and like that's hard. And
yeah, exactly. To move the kids is hard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. One
yeah.
day at a time, Sam.
Yeah.
One day at a time.
Exactly. Besides, maybe you guys could decide on a third place. Maybe not live here or there. But you like it here, right?
I do love LA. I like, obviously, my boys are here. My best, like some of my best friends are here. And a lot of my
right.
best friends are still in Chicago. But
right.
like, I have a great group of friends out here. It's just hard. I also think opportunity in LA, at least obviously for entertainment, is you got to be here.
Exactly.
Unless
yeah.
you are already established and you can live anywhere and just like come in for meetings or have
right.
you know
if you're a big
if you're
culture.
Like Christopher Nolan
yeah. Well, Mark
you
Wahlberg
know.
Who moved to Vegas
exactly
yeah.
like when you get to that level then you can really
right.
call the shots
yeah.
and again nowadays again it is different from when I started but it's just, you still got to kind of be around it. So,
right. Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah. I do like LA. I really do. And yeah. I miss it when I go back to Chicago.
Really?
I do.
Yeah.
It's my home.
It's cool. Yeah. I mean, that's, there you go. It's your home, you know?
It is my home. Like, yeah. Chicago's my childhood home, but yeah. this is like my home.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
All I can say is good luck to you in deciding where to live.
Thanks, Sam. I know, Florida of all.
It's not
going to
be easy, you know?
Thank you, Sam. Oh, yeah, I need it.
Yeah.
All the luck in the world. But it was so good to see you.
I know, you too. I'm just glad you came in.
I know, me too. Been some time.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, we are out of time.
Yep.
So thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all soon.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.